that's why I'm more or less partial to the female gender now. Is what she did. I look back. You know, when you grow up, you wonder how she did it. I do not know how she did it, but she put my brother to he went to the university, graduated the University of Georgia. Well, he wanted to be a farmer, but he was for soil conservation all his life after he got out of the Army service. But and put me through tech, and when she died, she had everything that my daddy had and more too. Plus, she had a house on in Madison that she moved to after I was getting ready to graduate from tech. So she kept us out there on the farm where we stayed busy and we stayed out of trouble. There couldn't have been a better life for that day and time. And you speak of how you get to do things differently. My brother did not like, he doesn't to this day, he says the worst thing he can do when his car stops running is open the hood. Well, I was just the opposite. I was the one that was fixing the mowing machine. And later on, being sure the car had oil in it, and we had in those days, we had a Delco system for lights. We were out in the country now. We didn't get 110 volt current until 1936. But prior to that, we had, in the early 30s, we had Delco systems that charged batteries. And you had a bulb just like this, for 32 volts, and it was just about like a 60 watt now. But you thought that was the living in town almost. And that engine had to be kept up and run and started and so forth. My brother did not like fooling with it, so I would take her with it people that had worked on it taught me how, and you just did things. So I just if I didn't have light in the house where we wanted it, I'd get up in the attic and wire it. Now with 32 volts, you know, you wasn't taking any chances, but it's just a different that the way you go. So he did what he liked, and he went to the university and studied agriculture, and I went to tech and we went a little more different way, but it all worked out.
What types of jobs did you do with the pants factory?
Well, it got into the total management quick. The man who was in charge of, there'd been a person that died just before I got there, and that's when I shouldn't have said his name. he had talked to me, but I did not know that till later. So I moved up. When the person left, I moved up to superintendent of the plant. I don't know whether it was 3 years or not, 2 years, 2.5 years. So I got into the management role, and after that, so I got out and hired somebody else to do the, from then on to do the, when we had a change of make and wanted to change the layout and things, had other things to do. We got a company from Nashville, Tennessee that came in and did it. So I didn't continue to do that. You couldn't do both.
Mm-hmm. So did somebody else would come in and do the studies, right? Like the motion studies and stuff.
But the big thing that you did, the big thing that you had to do, is get along with people.
Mm.
And you had